talking with Mark Ellinger, who represents Let Voters Decide in the recent court hearing in Cole County. Mark, I guess obviously you're pleased with the Judge Beadham's decision.
Yeah, we are pleased with the judge's decision. Our measure complies with all the constitutional requirements and goes forward onto the ballot.
Galen Buford, who represented Pat Dujakovic in court, asking Judge Beadham to strike it from the ballot, indicated he would take this to the appeals court if Judge Beadham decided against their request. So can we look for that to happen in the near future?
I mean, that's a decision, obviously, that only the city of Kansas City can make, whether they want to continue litigating their claims, which are the judges found had no merit. I would hope they would stop that and let voters get an opportunity to decide this matter in November, but certainly I can't control what the other side does.
With absentee ballots slated to be sent out tomorrow and then an appeal expected, if there were changes that were mandated on the ballot, how would that happen before the November 2 election? And would they have to send out all new absentee ballots? And do you know how much that would cost the state?
Well, I don't think there's any opportunity, or I don't even think the city has asked to have the ballot changed, rewritten. I think that at this point, the only relief the city could have would be for somehow to get a court to say that the initiative was invalid and therefore the vote shouldn't be counted, which is an extreme remedy that I don't think courts have ever adopted in the state of Missouri.
Okay, I don't have any other questions. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just look forward to our campaign getting out and talking to voters across the state of Missouri in anticipation of November 2nd.
All right, thanks for your time. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.